Kleiner must not have been calling your name too much in the last couple of weeks.
And, you know, like, for the past couple of weeks, sleeping in, you know, we got cold, and so I just didn't come down here. And then when I finally did get down here, it was too late. Everybody, I knew everybody was gone, you know. But, yeah, I got up. I said, I looked at the clock. I said, I'm going to jump up right quick and go down there because I got some things I can do anyway. But, you know, I can give you 100 excuses. I won't.
Let you know we were missing you.
Very much.
About it this morning, I started to say, ah, it's supposed to be bad weather. I'll just stay home today. As slow as it's been, what's the point?
Because you see out there, you better be really careful, man. There's something going around that's really bad. I've been hearing everybody's getting it.
That. I've got the sinus part of it right now. That's about all I've managed to pick up, so I'm glad of that.
Thing. I know I've got friends that I've talked to, some that I hadn't talked to till yesterday that I hadn't talked with for about 3 weeks. They have been, it had to be flu or something, you know, because it really nailed them.
That, it's been going around, I know. So I've been trying to keep people at other end of the desk. Y'all get out of my space.
Sanitizer too, you know, each time you touch anything.
Not bad this year. I've had quite a few associates out due to it.
They go out anyway and they spread it around.
I'm going to go ahead and spread it. I probably got it from one of them anyway.
You have anything?
I think since early December.
Guy and Vicky and I don't go out much when it's like this, you know, and, you know, we will go, but we don't get around a lot of people. Get sick like that.
How old yet?
Well, I was speaking for myself. I tell you, funny, when my daughter, I gave her a car for Christmas years ago. She was, when she was 16. Mercedes, a little SL Mercedes, a little hot rod looking kind of car. Anyway, she said that her and her friend had come back from driving. She said she likes the car. She said, but old people are wanting to know if it's for sale. And I said, old people? She said, yeah. I said, how old? She said, I mean, old people, you know, like in their 30s.
Pretty was old.
Earth's crust was starting to cool off then. 42, I think. And I'm thinking, she said, old people. And she said, in their 30s. I said, oh, crap. Newscasters started looking young, you know, weather people. I won't admit it.
You're talking about?
I said, Vicky, I said, you know, and I think I was like 40, and I said, are these news people getting, are they hiring younger people now? And 4A's Eddie. And stop and enjoy it.
I turned 50 in May, and I feel like I'm falling apart.
Yeah, just enjoy it. All of you, Andrew.
4ZLA, good morning, gentlemen. Hope everybody's doing well.
I'm here, Anthony. Hope you're having a good start to your day. KO4HKX.
Good morning, KN4KFW.
Good morning, Anthony. KO4ZF.
Hey, Anthony, N4A's Eddie.
Heavy this morning on this northbound 85.
Out there, all the snow we're getting.
Chains on my truck, I'm ready.
We're getting snow.
Getting snow today, but we're supposed to get a whole inch up where I live, so who knows what we're getting down here.
To raise the sale of milk and bread, that's all it is.
We already got a dusting on it already, up here in 85 up by 26.
Thought they got down.
Yeah, roger that.
Check this weather, see what's going on. Looked at it. N4A's Eddie.
Went to a foot.
It's 11. It lags 6 inches, being half a foot in Georgia, and it's coming this way.
Not right here where I'm at, 42.
One time over the intercom, and everybody hopped out of their, what they were doing, started loading their tools up, cleaning up, getting ready. Well, I told them it lacked 6 inches, being half a foot in Georgia, and it's coming this way.
The math, weren't they? That's for you. You'd say he was 5'17", and you'd be surprised how many people said you're taller than that.
Very quick on the math there either, I guess. Right. Looking at the radar, there's some wet stuff coming. We're 35, so I doubt we'll get anything.
We ate the snow.
Who knows? There's some wet coming.
35, 38 when you get that heavy wet snow.
Come on.
It's ready to come on.
To play with that new toy?
You know, it's past few years, it's as long as I've had this thing, it's always we've lost power for a little bit, you know, a few hours anyway.
Power now that you got the generator.
Do
a job, and then you don't get that job for another 6-8 months.
It's a little Patrick.
About that, I was saying, it's like buying a new tool to do a job. And then you don't get one of those jobs for 6-8 months.
Right. I catch it. It comes on, and I did get online with it now, or Wi-Fi, whatever you call it. I can look at it, and it tells you the stats on it. But it comes on every other Wednesday at 1:30. But that's not the same as, you know, the power going out.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to switch vehicles, and I'll be back shortly. KO4HKX.
Car just pull up at a red light outside of work, and it's two lanes to turn right. That car drifts over in the left, right up underneath the tractor trailer cab, and he just eased right over top of it. And rolled right up to the tractor trailer, and about that time the tractor trailer moves, and he's stuck with him now, so just wasn't paying attention. One as I was getting off.
Traffic jam there.
Paying attention.
And across these lanes like that, they don't realize TQ4ZLE.
Following the car, was going really slow. And he thought they were making a left because they drifted all the way across the double yellow into the other lane. And so he just started passing, and then they came back and caught him right in the rear wheel.
Drivers nowadays.
And sometimes I wonder if cars ain't too comfortable to drive, too quiet, too much, you know, power assist this and everything else. It makes them way too comfortable to drive.
Distractions now. I mean, Nate, you want to turn on the heat, you know, your 5 menus down in the damn screen. Old days when you just slid the lever over a little bit, you didn't even have to look at it.
Oh, I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you later today or tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
3 Andrew, KO4HKX.
Have a good day.
3 Andrew, have a good one. KN4TFW.
Good to hear you. Be safe. N4AZ. Before he left.
Down the interstate, darn fog lights must be 20,000 candle power.
And those light bars, it's off-road use only.
Single lights.
My truck, but I've got them adjusted down so they don't blind people. That's what the biggest thing people don't do. They stick them on there and don't adjust them.
Somebody coming at you head on. I mean, they don't need to see what they're doing.
Noticed about the Harleys, which I get it. They want people to see them. I truly get it. But what they don't understand when they're blind and the car coming at them, it makes it even more dangerous.
Them.
Some of it, they're waiting on the car to do it for them because they've got so used to the lights dimming, turning on and off, the wipers turning on and off automatically. They just, technology is, give you a false sense of everything anymore.
Man, that auto dim was that aggravating. I turned that sucker off first thing.
Yeah, how do you turn it off? I can't get mine. It does it automatically, but it doesn't do it good enough. So how do you try? You got a Dodge, don't you? Or a Ram, whatever you call it.
No, it doesn't have that on there. I guess it isn't a new enough model, but this car's got it. But I turned it off. It's just aggravating.
How to turn it off? Because it says auto dimming, and I don't know what you hit to do it. You know, nothing in the menu about it.
It should be in the menu for the lights.
I'll have to pull over and check that, because I only check it at night, you know, when it does it, and then when I get through driving, I don't go in there. It won't let me in while I'm driving.
There was a button on the floor.
Maybe with your left foot?
It's that way.
That's free. They all got it on the left there. Lose everything. Little switch on the dimmer. Everything that's like the hub. Everything goes through it.
Really, I think it's funny. I got a 31 Pontiac that I'm restoring. When I first got it, my son was like, "What that little button in the floor down there for?" And I just kind of chuckled and explained to him what it was. And he's like, "Oh, okay."
Back to that.
On one of my trucks, it had 3-speed on the column. I said, "Hey, you want to drive?" "I don't know how you drive. I can't drive that." I said, "Yeah, it's simple, ain't it?" "No, I can't drive." He'd drive anything, 5-speed, all that stuff. He wouldn't dare even try to drive that column.
On a tree, and I actually had a friend of mine that had an old Mercedes, which I think is one of the few that had a 4-speed on the column.
Had the 4-speed. I was going to do that with, because I was going to put a Muncie in it, and I was going to use the and then put a reverse up under the dash, a reverse lever, and use it as a anti-theft too.
I've had all kind of crazy stuff through the years. My daddy had a Chevrolet pickup truck. I think it's a 65. When he got it, somebody had done something weird with the shifter on it. It was originally on the column. They put it down in the floor, but it was sideways. That's what he called it, his anti-theft device. But it was weird to try to drive it because the gears were sideways. I don't know how in the crap they did it, but they did.
Yeah, if you got a 3 on a tree, you can pull the brake and leave it running, go in the store, nobody will steal it.
I'll catch them trying to steal it and them trying to figure out how to crap to drive it. That would be funny.
It'd be real fun just to watch them try.
Truck running before on purpose, just, you know, go in the store, because as soon as you touch the brakes, it'll cut off. You know, you do the auto.
Catch up with them.
I'll get you guys in the morning. KF4 CSW
73. I hear you this morning, man. N4AZ. Good day. Good to hear you this morning. KL4HX.
Good day.
We all get to destinate. Be cold in the morning.
Supposed to go.
They're talking low single, low teens, and then, probably, you know, 11, 12 degrees, last I looked.
The streets before this rain gets here. I need to go by the dump and take a couple of bags of trash, and need to go by the store. I hate going to the store, you know, and you got to be really careful. If it's got really packed with cars, I don't stop. I'll do it another time. You know, I don't want to risk getting the flu.
now then.
Legit. I don't think they open till 7. Kids run it.
At work at this hospital, see how this emergency room is going to be. I hope everybody has a good day. Everybody be safe out there. KQ4ZLE, I'll be clear.
Hey, Anthony, I hope you have a good day and stay safe there. KO4HKX.
We're to the hospital. You over there with all the sick people. Be careful. Talk to you next time in 4AZE.
Been up to last week. I hadn't heard from you.
I just been piddling a little bit down here. I've been making molds and stuff messing with these little models, you know. I don't know what got me off into that. A grandson really loves this stuff, so I've been fooling around with it. But I was going to tell you, I was experimenting with something, and I've got it in the mold right now. I did a wing on one of these airplanes where I made it out of carbon fiber. I got to demold it and see how it did. It's just an experiment.
You repaired it anyway. That's what you're looking for.
I weighed everything before I did it, and I said, you know, that thing would be really light. The wing that came off of it that I used as a mold weighs 49 grams. And I weighed the materials and everything with the carbon fiber, the two layers of the, it's called, the weave is 200, it's 3K 200 weave, which is pretty thin. But anyway, it wound up weighing, all the materials weighing, was like 32 grams. So it's a lot lighter in it. And I did a little practice piece just to see, and it's a whole lot stiffer.
Now, my question is with the wing on the other side being heavier, is it going to mess how the plane flies up?
Anything with airplanes, lighter is better.
What I'm asking is, you got one heavy wing and one lighter wing, you know, on the opposite sides of the plane. Is that going to affect how it flies?
On anything that's tied to a tether, it wouldn't really matter. Matter of fact, you want the right wing to be heavier on the, you know, one with the control line, because you want it to kind of, along with centrifugal force, help keep it away from you. But no, I'm doing the whole wing, not the, it's a one piece.
Well, my next question was going to be, if it's a one piece wing, were it on both sides, or if it was just one side?
We wouldn't want to have it on any kind of airplane that's free, but on a tether, it doesn't really matter, as long as the one on the outside is the heavier one. But yeah, this stuff is really light. I didn't realize, you know, I've repaired cars with it before, but never used this thin of stuff. It's I mic'd it, and it was 20 thousandths. It was 20 thousandths of a millimeter. This stuff is thin, real thin.
HKX. Well, I mean, it has to be making it for an airplane wing. Get that weight down, like you're talking.
I use clear resin. It's casting resin, which that stuff really gets strong too. It's strong by itself, and when you mix it with the carbon fiber, you make it a little thicker. You about got steel.
Roger that. I know I got into 3D printing, and they got filament that's got carbon fiber in it. That's supposed to be some of your stronger filament to use to print with. So I got some of it for Christmas, but I haven't done anything with it yet because I got to get a different hot end for the printer. So just hadn't ordered it yet.
Did in that 3D printing. I've done some research on it, and it's not ready for me yet. It's not user friendly enough yet. I know they've got the they've got the scanners where you can actually scan it, and then and then put the program in the printer and go from there. But it's not quite ready for me because it needs to be more user friendly. I've watched them do it and all, and they've still got some more development to do yet. I wish it would hurry up though, where you could just set it down and turn it and make a image of it and go from there. But it's not quite like that. It makes it sound that way, but it's not.
I'm just getting my feet wet with it, and I have not made any of my own designs yet. I'm just still learning how the printer works and how the bed adhesion works and all that stuff. So I've just been playing with prints of stuff other people have designed. So like I said,
I
hadn't got into where I'm doing my own yet.
Go ahead and do it. At my age, I'm not going to try to learn anything like that. To learn from what I've been seeing, to learn how to, you know, really do this before you even put it in the printer, to get everything set and put into the design and it and all, it'd be easier to get a ham license than it would learn how to do that.
Obvious, because we all got our ham license.
And it is. There's a lot of learning to do that, and I mean, if they're really there. Now there may be something out there industrial that does it, but I haven't seen it yet. But you know, the closest thing I've seen to do anything like what I'm thinking about doing, and to make something big enough, time it's all done, I'd spend $15,000, and that's ridiculous.
I've been looking into the 3D scanners now so I could get started with that part of it, but I haven't pulled the trigger on anything, and I bought one of the middle-of-the-road printers. I didn't buy the cheapest guy. I didn't buy the most expensive one either, so that way I didn't know if I was going to like it or not, so I didn't want to spend a ton of money on it.
Anyway, I'd just keep learning a little at a time, and as you do, there's going to be advancements. They're advancing in these things every day, you know. So the scanner you buy today, a month from now, you'd wish you'd have waited. So they're going to really advance. It's happening quick too.
Well, dude, I'm going to run into a store here, and I'll be right back if you're going to be around.
Anywhere yet? I'll go ahead and I'll just stand by N4AZ.
Okay, 04HG. I'll be clear for the moment.
There. I'll talk to y'all in a while. Hadn't been on in a while. Don't get up. I know you're reading something. Just sit there and good morning to you. Don't